So growing up in Southern California, I grew up in a really tight-knit Taiwanese community. And a lot of that meant on Sundays, we would go to Taiwanese church. And that meant being immersed by the language and the culture. And the thing that I remember the most about it was the food. So we would have these amazing potlucks where all the families would come together and bring dishes from their childhood, from back home in Taiwan. And I remember seeing all these dishes that I would not see anywhere else, only at these potlucks. And there were all these flavors and pastries and sauces. And I remember being so amazed by it. But on top of that, every Sunday, there would be these aunties, and they would be creating these street food dishes. And they would sell it to all the families at church. And so I remember every Sunday, my mom would be buying these dishes home, and we would have it to sustain us throughout the week. And we would call them ai. So aunties in Taiwanese, we call them ai's. And so there was one particular dish that was a staple in our house all the time, and it was something called ba zhang. And so ba zhang is really, I would say it's an Asian version of a tamale. So you would have these glutinous rice stuffed with chunks of meat. Sometimes there's mushroom, there's other things inside, and you would put it in this bamboo leaf, almost in the shape of a triangle. And I didn't ever know how they did it. It was this amazing shape, and tied it up. And then you would steam it, and then you would open it up, pour some soy sauce in, and eat it. And I remember thinking, this is amazing. There was always this fragrance that came out of it that I never quite knew what it was, but it was always so good, and it just made me so happy. So that was my life in California, surrounded by this Taiwanese community. And then for college, I moved out to Baltimore. And I remember not finding any Taiwanese people around me. I remember thinking, there's no one here who knows the language, and I can't find the food, and just really missing that in part of my life. And so year after year, you know, I stick around, and at some point I realize, you know, if I don't learn this food myself, and whenever I'm homesick, I'm just never gonna find it, or I have to drive an hour to Rockville just to get something, you know? And so finally I was like, you know, I'm gonna learn how to make food. Like, I'm gonna learn how to make these dishes that really make me happy. And so I remember the first time I tried making something called a ba wan, which is a Taiwanese meatball. And it's this pork with bamboo and mushrooms stuffed in this chewy, translucent dough covered in this red tangy sauce. And it was something that I loved eating as a kid. And it wasn't perfect the first time I made it, but it resembled enough what I remember in my childhood. And so I remember taking a picture of it and sending it to my mom and being so proud. And she was impressed because she was like, I've never made this before. And for her, she was like, I just source it from the ba zhang ai, you know? And I was like, oh, so proud of myself. And so I was like, well, if I can do this, I can make other things. So after that, I made a beef noodle soup. After that, I made this radish cake. And I just kept trying more and more dishes because I was like, these are things I remember making me happy. I'm going to try making them. And so the one thing I did not make, though, was the ba zhang. Because I would hear from so many people that this dish was so hard to make. It was a multi-day process. You required an army to put it together. And it was always led by the matriarch. You would hear my friends say, well, my mom was the one who like did this all the time, or my grandmother was the one who led the charge. It was never any of us, and we're never allowed to lead anything. And so it was this really intimidating task, and you realize it was this large family activity. And so I just never did it. But still here to this day, you don't see any ba zhang in Baltimore. And so I turned 40, and I was like, you know, I'm going to become a ba zhang ai for my friends. We're going to do this. And so I remember calling my friends and saying, hey, do you guys want to do this with me? And more than I realized, wanted to join along in it. And a lot of folks who have childhood memories of making ba zhang were like, you know, I'm going to do this. We're going to join you. So I made a plan. I bought all the ingredients, did a lot of research. So I figured out where to buy the banana leaves or the bamboo leaves and where to get the right seasoning and the right things. So I remember soaking the bamboo leaves overnight, soaking the rice for a couple hours. A friend made the pork, and then I was trying to, you know, you go back to your childhood and you try to remember how everything felt and tasted and smelled. You know, I was trying to like get all those things together. And so on top of the standard mushroom and pork, I also remembered these braised peanuts that I would make with soy sauce that would go into this. And then the thing that I was so proud of is that aromatic smell that I loved about Batzak. I didn't know how to replicate it. I didn't know what it was. I found a regional recipe that actually had it. And I was like, oh my gosh, I found it. And so the key is that you get these salted radish pieces and you stir fry it with these dry shrimp with five spice and white pepper and shallots. And it's really interesting when you stuff it in the rice and you cook it, it disintegrates. It actually melts into the rice. And so you don't actually see it, but you taste it. And I was so amazed that I had figured out what it was. And so I had all these friends come over, and it was just a really beautiful experience because everyone was sharing their stories of, well, this is how my mom made batzang, and this is the thing that we put in our batzang, and this is how we wrapped it. Not everyone wrapped it in a triangle. Some people wrapped it in a rectangle, you know, and we all kind of shared our stories and our versions of how we would make this. But best of all, my friends allowed me to become a batzang ai, and so it was such a great honor to be able to share this with my friends. And so I say all this because I really believe that food is just this really beautiful thing that brings people together, and I love that power of giving people a food experience. For me, food also is a way for me to connect with my parents. You know, sometimes, a lot of times, we don't always see eye to eye, but food really is the way that we can connect, and for me to show them that I still love them, what they brought to me really matters. And so when I show them these things that I can make, it brings just so much joy for them. And I really believe that food and what we do with it is a way to bring old memories and make them into new ones. And that has been a really beautiful part of my relationship with food. And so, thank you. So they say that something that I always think about when it comes to food is that with culture, very often you lose language first. That is the one that leaves you initially. But food really sticks around and food stays. And so I just want food to continue to shape who I am and how I navigate the world, and for me to continue to remember where I come from and holding on to that culture. So thank you.